I just in the few moments that we have before Maariv, I want to review briefly some of the halachos about this time of year, about the month of Nisan, that may or may not be focused on. One of the halachos that comes up relates to how we buy meat for Yontiv. And it says in Shulchan Aruch that you're supposed to buy meat for Yontiv, not meat for Pesach. If you go to the store, if you tell somebody, I'm buying meat for Pesach, Pesach is a carbon. And as such, there's a discussion, the Magen Avraham actually paskins, that if I say I'm buying meat for Pesach, that it becomes usser, because that makes it like a carbon. So therefore, you have to be very careful when you buy meat, and Shulchan Aruch writes, even when you buy chicken, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Prima Gadol of Achronim, even if you buy fish and the like, you should say that you're buying it for Yontiv, you're not buying it for Pesach, because then it would sound like it's a carbon. It happens that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has a kula over here. He says that since today, the way we speak, we call the carbon Pesach, but we call the holiday Pesach. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that if I say I'm buying meat for Pesach as opposed for Pesach, then all is grand. But it's probably better to just say that you're buying stuff for Yontiv rather than Pesach, Pesach, or however you call it. So that is one aspect. Another thing that I want to focus on very briefly is there is a minhag that the Mishnah Berurah quotes about not eating matzah from Rosh Chodesh Nisan onwards. There is such a minhag. But Moshe Feinstein points out in one of his tshuvas that the halacha obviously is, based on the Yerushalmi, that there's an Isser to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. The Yerushalmi writes that if a person eats matzah on Erev Pesach, it's really bad, so don't do that. But technically speaking, the Rishonim, the Bahamar, and the Ramban discuss that maybe the Isser of eating matzah should only sit on Erev Pesach at the time when you're bringing the carbon Pesach already. Right? So technically, there should be no Isser from first thing in the morning. Our practice, nonetheless, is that the Isser to eat matzah on Erev Pesach begins first thing in the morning. So Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva, he thinks based on this, obviously we're assuming that this Isser of eating matzah on Erev Pesach is not really connected to the Isser Chametz. We don't eat matzah even at a time when we still do eat chametz, and it's not connected to the carbon Pesach, so it's probably just preparing for the Yontiv. So if it's preparing for the Yontiv, someone could argue that maybe the Isser should be for 30 days beforehand. There's some people, my family, we don't eat matzah for 30 days before Yontiv to prepare. Rav Moshe says he thinks that that would be too much of a tircha for Klal Yisrael, and that matzah is so good to not eat matzah from Purim on. It would be too much of a tircha. So therefore, some people have the practice not to eat matzah, and the Mishnah Berurah only quotes as some people have the practice not to eat matzah only from Rosh Chodesh. Nonetheless, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was asked about people who are in the army, in the Israeli army, so apparently they don't want you to have chametz for a while before Yontiv because it'll mess up the kitchens and stuff like that, so they give everyone matzah. So Erev Pesach, okay, you don't eat matzah. They allow to eat matzah if they have this minhag from Rosh Chodesh. So Shlomo Zalman says, listen, it's only a minhag. He's inclined you might not even require Hataras Nedarim on this. You could eat the matzah starting from Rosh Chodesh if you're in the army, because listen, you're in the army. You have to build up your strength, etc. So that is another dimension of this time of year. Third dimension of this time of year is the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Mem Gimel says that a person goes out during the month of Nisan and sees that there are trees that are beginning to bloom. So the person makes a bracha, Baruch Shalom Chiser Ba'olamo Klom, Ubarabo Brios Tovos, Ilanos Tovos, Lehanos Bahem B'nei Adam. There's a bracha that you make that's found in Brachos Daf Mem Gimel. The Lashon of the Gemara is that a person sees trees in the plural that are blooming, based on the Slichida writes that you only make the bracha if there are two trees together. My understanding is that in the height, there's one tree over here and one tree over there. There's no place that you can see two trees together. So, nonetheless, many assume that we don't follow this chidah, when it says ilanos, trees in the plural, doesn't really mean it. The Mishnah Berurah assumes that it has to be the type of tree that's a tree that is fruit-bearing. If it's an ilan srak, so then it doesn't apply. You don't make the bracha on that. Nonetheless, Rav Wozner writes in the Tshuva that since the bracha is that these are nice trees that God created, so even an ilan srak, if it's a nice-looking tree, you can recite the bracha, at least b'diyevet, not that you should recite it ideally, but at least b'diyevet, if you did recite the bracha, you don't repeat it. That's the opinion of Rav Wozner. It happens that this year it's a little bit cold. So we're probably not going to have blooming trees during the month of Nisan. Chacham Avad Yosef in the first Shuvan Yechav Adas paskins that, it's actually the Mishnah Berurah has us also, that the Bracha, even though the Gemara says it's in the days of Nisan, but the days of Nisan doesn't mean only the month of Nisan. The days of Nisan extends to the month of Iyar. Hopefully by the time Iyar comes around, it'll be somewhat warmer, and we might actually see some life on the trees. We hope this winter will end, but, nonetheless,